All right, so good. Day 143. I might have skipped a few days or something. I think I went from 130 something to whatever, but I have to go back and fix those. But really, that matters because we're going to go to day 1,000 anyway, so we'll be around a little bit. So my topic today was don't be bullied. So recap, just real quick, kind of like what the kind of revival perspective. It's no longer a question of whether revival is here, it's here. Y'all remember Bob Jones' prophecy about the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's just like pretty evident that it's happening all over the place. It's popping up we're hearing about different cities all the time now where you got fires burning and things happening, things popping. And good morning, Danny. And then also, I know here in Brunswick at Remnant, it's been blowing up too, like people coming in off the street, getting saved, bringing their friends back to get in the water. Just crazy stuff. So we're in it. We're in the era, and the landscape is different. And this is the landscape that we've been being prepared for, even though we feel like we don't know what we're doing, what our next move is, or how to get there. And everything that we're believing God for is something only He can do. So in other words, it's huge. So we've entered the era of the God of the impossible, where religion doesn't get built. In fact, every scaffolding and religious structure is being pulled down. Revival doesn't look like what we think it does. It looks different. And so we're perpetually in this place of having to listen and hear what Holy Spirit is saying about how to respond and what He's doing and what we're actually partnering with in terms of heaven. You know, it's the let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So as a prophetic intercessory body, we are in a place of continually listening and trying to find out what God is doing. And so the landscape of this era is like radically different. And I'm just doing a short recap here. And that's why for many of us, your transitions have been so painstakingly long. And you've already been through 150 fires along the way, been taken out probably half a dozen times, right? And so all of that was to lead to this, because this wasn't going to be just a regular promotion from one thing to the next. This was preparing the landscape of our heart for the landscape of revival. And in this context, everything changes. Nothing is business as usual. It's a place where we are now free to live unscripted life, walk in unfamiliar territory, and literally, I think we're going to steward what God does in revival so much better, because we're just real aware of how much this thing is contingent upon, you know, not Him coming and doing what He does, but our listening and responding to Him. And that we've already done religious stuff and we've already built those structures. So we're kind of like done that, been there. And you know, one of the things in the many, many years of transition and multiple fires and whatnot that He created and formed in us was, one, we came to know that God was good, because we drilled deep in times where there was nothing to access. Anything we tried to build religious-wise wouldn't stand anyway, and we exhausted ourselves with it. You know, we had how many years of working? You know, the key word is working, as opposed to coming into a place of rest, which is what revival is about, really. We do it all from a place of resting, knowing that He's good, knowing that we're not victims. Egypt is gone. The orphan is gone. And now we're here with a more connected identity. And this is the place where we come into realizing on a deeper level what our union with Christ actually does for us. In other words, John 14, John 17, if I'm in Him and He's in me, then I know that I am now a walking revival and a walking manifestation and habitation of His presence. We're not looking outside of us to have something come in and give something to us. This is the era where we live from what we already know we have. So it's this knowing and kind of revelation more and more that God isn't really waiting on us. We're not waiting on Him, rather. He's waiting on us. He's saying to us, go ahead and do and be. The revival. Do what you do and watch me show up. And so 99% of the job for most of us is just to show up. He's already doing something. And I think if we had a grid, you know, I always talk about the series The Chosen. because I love it so much. If we had a grid of what happens, you know, when I have somebody walk in the room in this class and they say, I felt the fire when I walked in the door, that's good. When we could just pray for somebody over here and they start feeling fire, it's because we're carrying it. The only difference between us and anybody else that's a revivalist all over the world is that they are connected to what's inside of them and they release what's inside of them and they're confident that the fullness of the kingdom is in them. So this is the era of the release of what's in us and knowing who we are and being more secured and anchored in what we know to be true about our union with Christ and what that does. And so from that place, it changes a lot of how we operate. We don't function in this place where we're always questioning every single thing. Is this God? Is this God? If you're one with him and your desire or the burden in you is to not kill, steal, or destroy, it's probably Jesus. I think you could trust that one, right? You know, it's the era and the time to walk with the thing that he's got in us. And he's done a lot because a lot of the dreams, this is a season of fulfillment, radical fulfillment, and prophetic fulfillment. You know, a lot of the dreams that we've carried for years, prophetic words that we've carried for years, this is a place, it's a now place where they're coming into fruition. We're there and we're watching it unfold, okay? And we're watching it happen. And so it's not a time where we're, it's not a delay. It's not any of those things. I remember a couple days back, I talked about doors and I told a funny story about me coming through the door of my house every night. And I have this laundry room where the laundry room door and the door going to the bonus room, they do this. And I would come through that door every day with the book bag, the gym bag, and whatever I just bought at the store. And I would like push and fumble and drop everything halfway through, complain and moan about the doors, right? That door is that I can't believe it. I'll be like, I can't even get through a door. And I thought, what a prophetic statement. Or at least a statement of where I was at in my thinking. All the doors are open. We've come through the big door. We're looking at straight open doors from this point. And so the only thing that changed and with that little, you know, daily lesson of me and my door basically said to me was, you know what? The door is open. Sometimes we don't recognize that there's a door in front of us. And sometimes we just have to come through the door differently. Like, out of all the years that I live in that house for 10 years, and I've been doing the same thing coming through that door, which is so symbolic of what we've done with religion, right? I've done the same thing. God's opening doors everywhere, but if we're still operating in the familiar, then we won't see the door. We have to be willing to operate in the unseen real and see what he's actually doing in the spirit so we can see what's already open. So I'm talking literally for 10 years, I've been doing that with that door. And it was a habit, right? It was what I did. I come through the door with all the bags on me. The door is narrow. There's two doors overlapped in the laundry room. I fall down and drop things. And then I moan about how bad that door is. It never occurred to me, Scott, why don't you just come in with your book bag and maybe one other thing and go back out to the car and get the other stuff and bring it in and make two trips where you don't feel like you got to go to a chiropractor to get through a door or after you get through it. Or you can see how that is. Boom. It's fun. You don't have to do all those things, right? So essentially, that was, I mean, it's a crazy kind of lesson, right? Like you realize that all you're really doing is walking through the door differently. So I say that to say, I'll come see you. I'll come see you. So I say that just to say that we just have to go through the door differently and we have to come from a different place because it's not like the doors are closed. That's the enemy wanting to make us think that. All right, so I was talking about don't be bullied. Okay. So 2 days ago, I think it was, I had Marty Derricotte from North Georgia Revival, and I was able to Skype him in or Zoom him in, and he talked to my whole Bible Lit class. He got a few words of knowledge for healing with headaches and shoulders and prophesied over a few people. It was like a kingdom, because I've been talking to the students about Dawsonville a lot and about Remnant, what we're doing there. And you know, it was an incredible day, you know, where I mean, this thing's the king. It was a big kingdom day, right? Because it's like here he is interacting with us, giving people words and like speaking into people, kids' lives, and just it was just crazy awesome. And so right after that, I start get, you know, I go through, I mean, think about it. The next day, it's like this happens, chaos with one student, this going on over here, something over here with admin, like all kind of just crazy stuff that doesn't normally happen. And suddenly, I'm like backing down and feeling like I need to like fly under the radar and not be who I am here. And like, oh, you know, because I recognize this. Is there blowback with every, is there resistance through every door? Yes. And if you're going to go through a door and you don't find resistance, I would question what's on the other side of that door. Every door is going to have resistance as we go through it. And sometimes, even after we go through it, we still feel the residue of the resistance. And so the bullying tactic of the enemy is to get you and I to back down, is to say, okay, wait a minute, I got too much things focusing on me right now. I mean, things are popping and some things aren't great, and we're feeling like we're getting attacked in different places, right? This is not a time to back down and to give in to intimidation or the bullying of the enemy. Part of what God has formed in us and the landscape of the heart in these many years is He has formed in us our declaration and decree. He taught us to use our mouth and to frame up reality with our mouth, and He taught us that our words meant something. And so in this era, it is the year, the decade of the mouth. It is the decade of 2020 vision. It's all those things. And so this is the decade and the time when our mouth becomes critical. So it becomes, we're going to sow life or death in how we frame up reality and how we frame up what's going on and how we respond. And so with resistance, that's an opportunity for us to see something different. Binding and loosing, I love that scripture. I didn't get it for years. I thought, how could something be bound in heaven and bound on earth at the same time? Until I realized that heaven was in me and meant that I was joined to heaven and earth like Paul at the same time. I walk in two realms. And when you know that you walk in two realms, then you know that what's in you is coming from heaven. And so essentially, what I'm binding, what I'm saying the enemy can't do, when I'm loosing favor in this place or in our work, your workplace, whatever, right? And I'm binding the enemy's attempt to tear it all down, or whatever it is, or with our family. How can it be bound in both places? Because it can only be bound in both places if we're walking in two realms at the same time, like Paul, who some said, sometimes I don't know whether I'm here or in the spirit. I don't even know where I'm at because the blur was so significant. We were made to walk in the blur. We're not just humans. We are supernatural humans who walk in two realms. It is the essence of walking in that realm which defines us and divides most things in Christendom. If you want to know like what really looks different and what is the dividing line in Christendom, is there is a part, a remnant, and a part of Christendom who knows that they walk in two realms and they function in supernatural. There is a larger part that doesn't. They're all about, you know, just the word, which I'm all about that. We have to have the word, but we also have to have the spirit, and we have to have those two married in our heart to have any kind of transformation. But when you don't realize and know that you are joined in union with God and you are walking in two realms at the same time, if you don't, you will never see anybody healed. You will never get a word of knowledge. You'll never prophesy over anyone because it's the knowing. And that's part of what I feel like he's doing right now, is he's trying to tune us into the knowing and kind of connect everything we've learned. We've learned in this 10 years that God is, and not 10 years, many years, God is good. He's for us. And that we're not victims. And we're not orphans. We're not doing this alone. And that using our mouth and framing up the reality that we want to see and knowing that we live in both realms simultaneously is makes all the difference in what we see. You're not a walking revival if you don't walk in both realms. You're not a walking revival if you don't know what you carry. So this is a time to know what we carry, but it's also a time to not be bullied by the intimidation of an enemy who wants you to back down and me to back down. This is the time to frame up what we want that to look like. In other words, we don't have to deal with the tactics of the enemy and all the ways he wants to tear things apart. We have a mouth, and this is our time to use it and to bind and loose and to see what we want and to forbid what we don't want. That's what it's given to us for. So that's that today. Blessings. Love to hear from you guys. Your comments, share if you think it's something that's helpful. So back again.